Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good, wonderful evening. Now you know that this is my opening for tonight. Thank you. I know y'all don't understand it. I know y'all don't understand me. And those that you all that think you know me, you're hearing a different something because of reminiscing and life going on, getting better and greater and all of this here. But that song back in 1979, I was going through one of my mini storms. And so that type of music, I was reminiscing once again because earlier in life, I had a couple of friends that sang with Reverend James Cleveland and stuff like that. You all might not remember a young guy named Carlton Garrett. Had it not been for guys like he and King James, one of our most prominent ministers in the area here, showing their spiritual and religious sides early in life, well, maybe we wouldn't be, at least I wouldn't be following gospel music and the rays of hope as much as we do now. You know, it was a whole neighborhood of folk behind King James early in the game because he represented. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was all right to love the Lord. And I was from one of the toughest neighborhoods in the world. I was from Bunton. So was King James. So was Carlton Garrett. Carlton Garrett would sing, and he would make hardened criminals cry in funerals, at a event, evangelistic event. Yes, we attended them ritually. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't care how unpretentious we might seem everywhere else and everything else. Those of you all that know people from Bunton and the Sunny South Side was already aware of a lot of this. But by us not creating avenues for our own books and our own historians and stuff like that, we didn't record it very wisely. We didn't interpret the thoughts of futuristic happenings such as now as much as we do now. We are getting ready to bring about a lot of storms of change, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. So you all that's listening, let it be known, because I do have a lot of history on my mind, and it's about to start coming off, because we were coming through at turbulent times in history, you know, Brown versus Wade and all of that, you know. Don't teach them how to read. Yeah, I was finna use the N-word, but I didn't. I stayed politically correct, so to speak. But, you know, in my heart, I think we should use that word forever and ever and ever. They use the Holocaust. But, anyhow, let's not get into the politics. Let me stay in my lane. Tonight's show, however, is based on some of the same principles of hope because, you know, for a long and wondrous time, we were not writing down our own historical events and keeping up with things because, you know, like, you know, at least in my early ages, I never thought I would get to be 30. I almost died right at 30 in 1979. You see what I'm saying? So reminiscing has brought about a lot of changes each and every time, and I hope that this is a even bigger storm than it was when 1979 I got stabbed, died a couple of times, ended up, I was in college less than a year after I got stabbed. I mean, hitting the books, I made the Dean's Honor Roll. I'd done some things that was, to a lot of my friends, justifiably insane. I gave away money, I gave away little private businesses because I found that a change was necessary. And so, you know, Sam Cooke had already sung many years ago, which I could have reminisced about, a change was going to come. And lo and behold, it did. Very rudely, I might say. But to me and a lot of my family and friends and stuff know for a fact that it was a change for a good, for the good, because I had developed these signs of superiority, which don't usually work in my neighborhood, you know. It's like you get toppled over once you get too big because you got more people gunning for you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So after I realized the red badge of courage and all of that was fake, you know, I graciously gave up that lifestyle. So suffice it to say, I'm here, and I'm here now trying to learn, use, and teach and give back some of the very great things that I've been given. You know what they said, for much you was given, much is required. So I'm here. Like my son said, I'm from here, you know. But you all will be hearing from him a lot more in the very near to come future. A whole lot. Yes, a whole lot indeed. And by the way, yes, his name is Andre. You don't like that. Andre Scooter P. Holloway. You don't like none of that. He like Leon. But he's a wonderful young man. Kind of looked like his father. But suffice it to say, it's time for us to start reflecting, relaxing, and relating. You know what I'm saying? You got to sooner or later look back every now and then and say, God, dog, I came from that. I did that. I've come this far. Y'all know that song. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. So, you know, and I asked everybody now, every time I get a chance, brother, what do you believe in? You know, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your thoughts? You know, I try to cherish the principle of starting with you first, you know. So how do you feel? Do you get up in the morning with a purpose? Or do you just get up and wait for stuff to start happening? You know, there's a big difference in that, y'all. You know, sometimes you have to look around. You can't judge the book by its cover, because a lot of those folk that you think ain't doing nothing, they coming out the house for a station break, you know, for the look around and see what's going on till they get back in the house. Well, they probably on their computer doing this and contacting these folks and this and that, and they secretly getting rich. Well, that's really not the way to do it, y'all. You got to share the joy, because your blessings will come to you, but it ain't going to come to you when you're just in the house doing it for yourself. You ain't telling your family, you ain't telling your kids, you ain't telling nobody, you're just feeding them real good. But see, that's when the devil and temptation, not the four tops and temptation, no, that that's when the devil and temptation come in and start knocking on your door, trying to creep through your window, come through your chimney. You know what I'm saying? You start getting attacked from all sides because you're defeating the purpose. You know, you're being selfish and you're not sharing. See, one thing about sharing and caring is, and if you look back on it, like I said, once you start reflecting, relaxing, and relating, you'll get to seeing, man, you know, so-and-so, yeah, he used to stay in the house all the time, and then he end up, man, when he got hit by that car, man, and died, he didn't have nobody come to his funeral or nothing, man, you know. Yeah, I'm shooting at Bethesda, too, today, Bethesda, yeah, I'm going to say their name so much, he gonna feel me coming. I got to try to meet with OCW over at Bethesda real soon. We got some ideas we've been working toward, and we kind of lost each other. But that's what it is. And then you realize, well, is that because he didn't never come outside and talk with nobody? I didn't even know what his real name was, you know, and stuff like that. And see, that's really not good. See, when you learn, use, and teach, it don't take you no 20 years to get to know your neighbor. You know, because that's hiding. That ain't learning, using, and teaching. That's just barefaced hiding, you know. And sometimes when you really want to be alone, people will let you be alone. But so we didn't have a lot of that. We shared so much. Carr would sing on the street corners. I'm telling you, Mr. Carlton Garrett, he would sing on the street corners. If you had a group going down the street and he was passing through, driving through, and he heard y'all singing, he'd stop. I'm here to tell y'all, man. And this dude could have been world famous. That's how great he was. I'm telling you, he had guys, excuse it, you know, real guys that, you know, sometimes was criminally insane, desperate for attention, would, you know, knock people off for stepping on their shoes and stuff, you know. He could get them guys in the church house and sing. And you'd see crocodile tears running all down these guys' backs. And then they'd get outside the church and try to finish up wiping up them, some of them tears, soaking them up with mops. And be saying, that boy, I wasn't crying. I had something in my eye. And we would just be laughing because this guy could really get to you. And so it was people like that I was reminiscing today. I think I was coming back from lunch. And I said, well, I'm going to see what I can do to identify with some of these folk that made you reminisce real good. And, you know, you just have a great, great time thinking about them and, you know, what their lifestyle was. But at all the same time, they were always giving back. They were always... He'd get in and tell you, well, man, y'all come down to the church sometime and, you know, let's try to sing together and, you know, do something. And yes, Lord's Missionary Church had the best choir in the world. I don't care what nobody said. Prove it. That's all I said. I would see, like I said, we were not recording all the great times because it was something happening almost every day. Fathead Newman, man, you could hot dog me. If you could come out sometime on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday night when he wasn't on tour or wasn't working, man, he would blow. And Bobby Humphrey, all you flautists and you flute lovers and stuff, y'all know But it's a lot of people that heard her play way, way, way back in the day. I'd like to tell y'all what year, but, you know, I don't want to put no age stigma on somebody, even though she is still beautiful. You never know she was, well, I can't say that. I can't do that. But anyhow, if you all had ever heard her play, you'd be humming it now, playing, messing with some of it right now while I'm on air. Because, man, that young lady could play that too. And, yes, she played with Ray Charles and some of the other greats. Because I used to hear Fathead when he was talking. He said, well, y'all, I'm finna go on tour. Ray Charles just called me. I'm pretty sure he done called Bobby, too. You know, all that kind of stuff. And then when Dwayne Thomas got chosen by the Cowboys, you know, all these folk from my tongue, all these folk from the sunny side, you know what I'm saying? And those that wasn't, they didn't hide it. They just, you know, it was a regular thing. And, yes, we had a lot more of them, the Washington Boys, and... Danny's brother's name. I can't think of his name right now. It, like I say, it was just so many folk that, you know, showed out and showed up every chance they got. Some of them, in Dwayne's case, should have told him that telling the truth does not get you anywhere in pro sports, especially when you're talking against the general manager and the coach. But, you know, it was all about manhood. And suffice it to say, if you was a Bunton, yeah, you had a pretty strong sense of manhood. And when someone else challenged it, no matter how supposedly authoritative they were, if it was wrong, it was wrong. You know, and wasn't no way to make it look right. But guess what? It was more than just football-wide at that time. It was worldwide. You know, if you pay them, you can talk to them anyway. If you pay them, they supposed to do everything you said do and the way you said do it. That's bull crap. And that's something that Dwayne Thomas have to change. He never gets credit for it. You know, let's just keep it real. Now, back in my lane, I just had to step up and stand up for the homeboys and girls and stuff, you know, because we were all right at taking orders when they were proper and right. But when you were wrong and outlandish with your request, I already said you can't do Bunton like that. You know, we've taken a lot of punishment for not, and, you know, of course, they always put their monikers on it and their abrasiveness was never mentioned and how they asked. You know, that was never mentioned. And, you know, you just do it because I said do it. That ain't the way you talk to Bunton, folks. I'm just here to tell you. I'm just, you know, because a man is a man is a man is a man. Anywhere you get him. On the playing field, in the lobby, in the alley, anywhere. So I guess y'all can hold with that. But anyhow, tonight's show is, and it's a great show, I'm telling y'all, when you really want to know, and like I said, they don't put the middle part, the catchphrase in, because it had my name written all over it. Ask Uncle Billy. When you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. You can reach me by telephone. My phone number, contact phone number is 214-434-8318. And my show's number where you can call in and talk to me right now. I'll stop everything I'm doing and I'll talk to you. It's 1-323-870-3963. My email address all lowercase, Billy Parnell, the numerals 59 at gmail.com. Or you can reach me at chairman@outofsight.com. Outofsightradio.com. And on. Coming up later, we'll find some other ways. I got websites and stuff. We got 5 websites up and running. We're ready to take care of business. But right now, we want to talk to you about decisions. First of all, you never quit. You know, if you think you made the right decision and you're a man of honor and all of that good stuff, oh, woman of honor. I keep forgetting. I'm just talking about people, y'all. I'm just, you know, in Bunton, everybody's everybody. What they say, it's all good. So, you never quit. See, some people think that was just an old saying. No, that's a way of life. You teach and train your kids. Boy, if you're going to start doing something, finish what you start. Don't quit. No matter what, if you decide to start doing something and you put your full thought processes together and you started that venture or you started that journey, don't quit. You know, that's just all it is. Because if you start quitting early, you find out you start quitting at other stuff. Well, I don't want to do that no more. Well, hell, when you going to finish something? So if you finish what you start, you'll find out about your winning and losing efforts. And it'll come to you that, well, I might not be really good at that. I won't start that kind of stuff no more. Next time, I'll make a better decision about it. It just teaches you the worldly thing, okay? So don't quit. So if you've ever quit, make that your last time. Yeah, we'll holler about that. It's more to come on that one. So, I was faced with a difficult decision last week, and it couldn't have come at a worse time. I was working on my deadline for this show opening up and me getting hold to a few other things and starting another dash at a goal line. Yeah, man. No, not football or pool shooting, a domino playing goal line or something, you know, and something where you can sit on your butt and watch. But anyhow, I was pretty close to having all my ducks in a row, putting all my cards on the table and all of that there, and had to stop in my tracks, 3:15 in the morning, get a call, tell my friend, wait a minute, well, you say what? And they said, yeah, well, so. I said, well, that's quite coincidental. It comes at a time when right now I'm already working on 2 things and got my hands on another. I said, so with the Lord's help, give me 10 minutes. She said, okay. I called her back in 5. First prayer that I spoke upon and got out there where he could really hear me address my issues, I started dialing her number back. And she said, ooh, that was quick. I said, well, I had a lot of help. And so I gave her my decision. We smoothed it over, said goodbye and all of that. And so I just finished telling some people that if you didn't believe in what you was doing, then why were you doing it? So, like I said, when my 5 minutes, when I my time was up. I didn't use the whole 10 minutes. I called her back and gave her my decision. So, and of course, I really believe in it and what I was doing. But belief, y'all, trust and belief is the basis for your faith. And you should know that. You know what I'm saying? Because we all gonna pass this way before. We're going to come to the conclusion that some of our decisions was made because we just had to jump and do something. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not supposed to make snap decisions without, you know, dealing with some of the factors that's going on. See, because we continuously jump into things and do things that we ain't put full thought processes to. So, you know, in the end, sometimes the decisions that we make are the decisions that we really want to do. Y'all listen to me. See, so unbeknownst to us sometimes, we don't have to wait to make those decisions. We can make those decisions kind of like beforehand. And just be prepared. You know, give yourself all three odds of whatever it is and go back and say, well, if this happens, I'll do that. If this, you know, call preparation. But if you don't always prepare for it, trying to be ready for it is better because in your mind's eye, trust this. You got to have trust and belief, because in your mind's eye, and even while you're sleeping, as important as that decision will be or has been in the past, you will have a cleaner vision by dreaming about it and thinking about it. And, you know, it's just called being blessed with the help of the Lord. So, you know, right after I made the decision, I heard this song here, and I think y'all will like this one.
Multiple times. everybody to say who.
As much out of that as I did. I mean, you know, gospel music is just like the old blues music almost. It all has a message, but sometimes when you're so far off center, you can't bring the message to bear. You know, you can't. It just won't make sense. Y'all don't hear me. But then y'all understand what I'm saying. You know, if you still got some of them old feelings, let them pass. Because sometimes the company that you're in is not relevant. Some of y'all will catch that tomorrow morning while you're drinking coffee or smoking your favorite cigarette of the day. You know, it's just not relevant right now. But once you start reminiscing, it'll catch up with you. Because you'll begin harming this soon, this tune. This too shall pass. And then you're going to say, well, the elephant is in the living room now. What? Run it together. The elephant is in the living room now. And what do I do? Big question. There's an even bigger answer, but only you can answer that. Think about it. Well, I really wanted to tell you all again about some of the things that's happening. I have a couple of websites that's already up. Welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com, UncleBillysNewRenaissance.com. Look at them. They're being played with. They're, you know, like a work in progress. Trying to study the moves of the people out there to see how I represent, you know, the hood and what would be best and all of this here. So like I said, in a couple of weeks, they'll really be up, you know, because I want to cover some of everything. But I really want the community's input. And again, I tell y'all, I guess I'm not the only one because I got a lot of friends that's talking about it. But, you know, my community is ever-reaching. I got some cousins on Mars, but they won't return my phone call. You know what I'm talking about? You got friends and relatives everywhere. You just haven't met them yet. And that's the reason we're doing the web pages, the radio shows, soon to be doing TV and everything else. To try and make everything more relevant to you. Our listeners, our viewers, our everything, you know. Whether it be Skypers or whatever. We just want to reach you with an important enough message where you'll call back. Don't be like my cousins on Mars. So what it's all about is trying to reach you all. I'm going to be having another week or so name the websites contest. And if you come up with a name different from than the ones we got, and we go into the raffle bag, and see who the winner of the contest is, and you win, you're going to love the gift, because there's all kinds of possibilities and opportunities to win something. It's just getting to know yourself and what you're about. If you want to inspire yourself and do something great for your business, get ready. I'm coming. Better yet, hell, I'm already here. Y'all the visitors. I'm just trying to help y'all out. By the way, I have two sites coming up. The other one that's up already and running, we're just trying to find what better use for it, because, you know, we have a lot of vision impaired people out there, not only working hard and doing other things, but being overlooked in society on a whole, and they finally got a warrior. His name is, tell y'all, he don't like this, Andre Scooter P. Holloway. And he has a website up. He has a radio show going 24/7 called Out of Sight Radio. It's for the visually impaired and everybody else, with more prominence on the visually impaired, y'all. Y'all don't hear me. And yes, he's blind. I know I didn't bring that up the first part of the conversation earlier, but yes, he's blind. He had glaucoma. And God assisted him in his other endeavors before he went blind. He became a certified electrician. with honors, because he still get called for jobs now. And, of course, yes, he accepts them. He's still a licensed electrician. And now he wants to teach that, and this is also one of his vehicles or vessels of communication with a lot of youngsters that want to learn about electricity and electrical certification, and how can I get to do that and stuff like that, because he's been slowly trying to train some of the youngsters he's already encountered. And also, he's trying to bring together a community of hope within the community he's staying in, over in South Dallas, East Dallas. I don't know what to call them now, because they done mixed them all up together, you know, in that Hatcher, Dauphin Road area. They call it South Dallas. So, and I know that East Dallas Projects is in that area over there, and they still call it South Dallas. Oh, I ain't going to get into that. Let me get back in my own lane. But, and I just want to make you all aware that Andre Scooter P. Holloway is giving back fivefold. If you really want your young man to be educated in that arena, give Scooter a call. Look him up. OutofSightRadio.com. And, of course, he might even answer the phone. You know how it is. So with that all being said, we have to find something that's most tolerated by the Bonton people. And so I started off trying to call it the Bonton Historian. If a lot of you all like it, we're going to be taking votes starting next week one day. Might even start this weekend. But but doing some things to where we can manage to do a couple of contests that you all can be rewarded on. It's going to be like naming your own web page, because it's going to be a Southern sector reflector. I know y'all heard that. I got deeped in. Oh, man. I'm going to use that myself. A Southern sector reflector. You know, you get what you put in. If you reach over in the Southern sector and pull out Eber's Barbecue or Robert's Ready to Wear, well, the Southern people in the Southern side know what you get. You're getting some of the best from Eber's Barbecue. They even cook soul food, man. You know, and stuff like that. So that not being it, because, you know, it just got, you got so many other places. Go into Robert's Ready to Wear, I'm telling you, you go in there with your old pair of shoes on, y'all don't hear me? Guess what you're going to walk out in? Because you're going to be so proud and so God dog. Because I know with your stingy butt, you see them prices, you say, God dog, how come I didn't know about this place before? That's the reason. Ain't nobody talking. They want to try to keep it all to themselves. They know they ain't going to buy all of them shoes. They can't buy all of them shoes because all of them ain't their sizes. But they still don't go tell nobody. They go put them shoes up till Sunday come. You know, and the sale is off. But let me tell you, Mr. Sam, Reverend Samuel, keeps them sales on and just don't tell the people in the store. But he'll tell the public. So I'll be talking to y'all soon about Reverend Sam's shoes. I know y'all seen some of them old pictures I had out there. Better look at some of these new pictures I got coming. Because, God dog, and guess what? I got on Reverend Sam's shoes. Y'all don't hear me? So, but with stuff like that, you know, we're going to highlight some of our best and forgotten and everything else. And remember, we got two web pages that's going to need naming and claiming. Sunny South something and Bun Ton Historian. I almost gave that name myself. Bun Ton Historian. You know, it's a lot of stuff about Bun Ton being lied, died, and fried for people to make it seem like it's real or it's the truth. All lies. All lies and exaggeration. They paid somebody long distance for some of that information. They must have paid them first because they told them all kinds of lies. I'll let y'all see it. I'm coming. Oh, better yet, I'm going to tell you again. I'm already here. So, we just going to keep trying to do the best we can while we can. Because if you know it, we always somewhat just a step behind. Everybody else, that's because we've been late getting the news out. We don't have the news out so early. Channel 8, them going to be mad at us. Well, I say that because I listen to Channel 8, y'all. So, check this one out.
As humble as I know how, thanking you for this day. Oh Lord, you guide me on this journey. Give me the strength and power, Lord. What to say, help me to tell the world that you lost, that you died upon the cross. Let it be all of the burden they can lay. So tell God about it, and will forgive you for your sins. He'll make a way. Open up your heart. Let me tell God about it. And he will turn your darkness into to spread the good news about all of the good things you can do. Lord, help me to send tongues. Tell them that you love them one and all. And if they repent, you can wash them through and through and through and through. Help me to tell the one that's lost that you died upon the cross, and that you'll be the all of the burden they can lay hold on. All about it, and he'll make a way. You tell the world he'll make a way. Oh yeah. He will forgive you for your sins. Oh, he'll make a way. If you just open up your heart, let it be. And he will turn your darkness into day. Make a way.
Make a way.
Why don't you ask Job? Sold as a slave by his brothers. Bought their kids. By Potiphar's wife. He was put in prison for about 20 years. All the most claimed steps that he went down. In shame and in degradation, he come back up from slave to respect and honored and appointed to be prime minister. Next to Pharaoh, praised the Lord and the court and angels. So you see, that's why Joseph could say in Genesis 41 and 52. For God has called me to be good in the land of my ancestors, and I know he will make a way for you. You can't tell me God won't make a way for us children. The reason I know, he made a way for me and my family. About 2 a.m. in the morning, I went over my head. It was nothing but the grace of God touching my body. Told me to get up and wake up your wife and your children.
And when I got out of my bed, I met my daughter telling me, "Dad, it's a whole lot of smoke in the house." All about that time, oh, the lights went out, and I couldn't find my song. You can't tell me. He managed to let me step on my son's head. And when he woke up, he said, "What's going on here?" I told him, "We got to get out of here." But you see, we were only able to save the clothes that we had on our back. Oh, my mother's father was dead in tears. And my dad asked me, "So what are we going to do now?" And I looked at him and told him it wasn't mine in the first place. God give it. God take it away. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name.
Y'all have to bear with me. I'm trying to get through this new system, and I know it's really not working, but give me a break, for heaven's sake. Check this out while I'm working through it.
The many times that Pop and I rode together, drove together from church to church, and Frank and I, we rode and sang down through the years, and I'm affected to a certain extent by them not being here to see this dream that they fought so hard come to pass. But I also know that this is a project that has been in the making.
This is the one I've been waiting on. It was way down the line. I'm sorry. I'm gonna play it twice. That's what I've been asking. That's it. Thank you all for waiting. Button
to get started.
I'm sorry, y'all, but I got the download, Tessa. It's just one of them things, my brothers, sisters, cousins. But you'll love me once I get it set up. Okay. I'm coming back. Okay. Can't find it. No, that's not what I'm looking for, y'all. Well, let's do it like this. We gonna see what we got. We gonna see what we're working with, and then we gonna start from there. So, what I'm saying is, thank you all for listening in and bearing with me. I was working at the same time trying to even better the product for you, and I actually believe that I did. So if you got inconvenience, I'm sorry. I apologize wholeheartedly, but I think it was for the best. Let's work through this, y'all, and let me show y'all what I'm talking about. This too shall pass. Let's look at some of this stuff that I think is very beneficial to what we was doing, and it's gotten even better. Here it is, y'all. Let me go back home. And with that being said, Uncle Billy is back. Uncle Billy is better. And what they said, what the youngster said, you know it's going to get greater later. Bear with me, y'all. Y'all know I ain't going nowhere.
Conversation. this. Cause sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. You say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said, tell me about it. Tell me about it. He said, you want to say,
love you.
All right. Hey, I know who you is. I'm here praising you, young lady. Bye. Have a good day. And call me.
See you out of work. Tell me about it. Conversation. I was talking with one of my nieces, and like I told her at the end, she said, I'll call you tomorrow, Uncle Billy. Well, she didn't say Uncle Billy. She said Uncle Bill, you know, what she's been calling me ever since she was a little tiny young girl. She says, and I promise I'm going to call you. Sweetheart, I really know, I already know who you are, and I already know, if you've already said it, that you're going to do it. I help raise you. So she said, oh, okay, Uncle Bill, I'll call you tomorrow. So we're trying to get the lineups ready for you all so that you can hear people that's been through storms, that provided a little additional information to how she got to the condition she was in, and how she got through it. You know, yeah, you know, when bad health come upon you, and you know, God dog me, I didn't do it to myself. Must have been the devil, or something like that. And you get through it, and the Lord keeps blessing you over and over again. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of you all ain't been through the struggle. You ain't been through the trials and tribulations that I and some of my friends and associates have. But that's the reason we're doing all of this, so you won't have to. Lord have mercy. It's a struggle out there, but as soon as you put your hand in the man's hand, and y'all know what I'm talking about, yeah, you know. Because if you don't, you listen to the wrong show, and you're kind of crazy. But that's what it's all about. Just trying to get you all to understand that it is better times. As long as you start having input, as long as you start getting your butt up off the couch, you ain't no couch potato. You ain't no God dog me television quarterback. Get in the game. The game of life is real. And the Lord didn't put you here to be third stringer. You know you're a third stringer. So, you know, get in the game. Get in the fight for what you want. Because the struggle continues. And if you want things to be better for your grandkids and your great-grandkids and all who else, you know, whose name you want on it? You know, but show some pride sometime. I know you used to sing that song with your old bald head self. Oh, no, you one of them nappy head brothers. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And just seemed like you lost all of that spunk. But you know what? You gonna get it back. Keep listening. We're going to have a variety of shows for you to listen to, for you to think about, and reminisce about how it used to be in the hood and everywhere else that we were, which we're no longer there. We're no longer concerned about each other. You know what I'm saying? We just don't care. We're not getting our daily input of information properly, and we're getting so far behind. That's the reason Ask Uncle Billy is now in progress. You know, and the process ain't easy, but to get to you all and start a little comeback is my way of giving back. And if you can't understand that, again, I submit to you, you listen to the wrong show. You're not wanting the information that I have to give, so you go listen to one of the mother shows. But if you really want to know, you ask Uncle Billy. Find the Uncle Billy products, be it WelcomeToUncleBilly'sWorld.com, OutOfSightRadio.com, Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com, soon to be AskUncleBilly.com, not just the radio, but the website, and TheBuntonHistorian.com. And like I said, we have these contests, name a website for your community and stuff like this. Man, we going to show out because we going to be able to be in contact with each other at the drop of a hat. You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bow. We on to something new because we know our neighbors done heard about that at least soon as they open up their Facebook, soon as they open up their Twitter, soon as they got dog me get on, go online. They going to hear what I had to say. You see what I'm talking about? And it'll be your voice. It'll be in your own words. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. You be able to say, then you can go back to your party house. But guess what? You're going to go to your party house and go to bed happy to lark. I ain't never seen no lark, but I saw a picture. But and all of that. So, you know, get back into the game. That's all I'm saying. Get your old butt up off that couch. Go walking around the park. Make sure you get some exercise because I'm going to put you through some strenuous workouts. We're going to do it all together, and we're going to bring you back to prominence, whether you want it or not. Y'all don't hear me, but guess what? You soon will because I'm already here. And like my son said, this is our home. This is where I'm from. And guess what? We're going to take charge, too. So with that being said, holla. Uncle Bill is at it again. Man, that man crazy. But guess what? I love y'all. Y'all love me. That's the way it's going to be. Holla. Good night. With the queen for that 15. I win again, y'all. Bye.